Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, I like nothing more than to bring you return gifts that have been well received, especially when they have new messages to share. And that explains the relationship that Wholesaler Masterminds Radio has with John Gordon. He was originally with us back in August of 2012. He was referred to us by one of our wholesaling clients who read the Energy Bus, felt so good about it that recommended it to us. We loved it. We reached out to John and said, John, we want to know more about your message. If you're not familiar, John's a mega best-selling author, not just a best-selling author. And he talks and inspires readers and audiences around the world, particularly wholesalers. You know, we know how much wholesalers are in love with sports, generally speaking. And he's been in the locker rooms of NFL, NBA, college teams, and worked with their coaches around the country. He does work with Fortune 500s and school districts, and he's got a long list of New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestsellers. I'll have them all linked up for you on the website. He's a graduate of Cornell. He travels the country speaking to groups large and small. And when he's not doing that, you can catch him playing tennis or lacrosse and hanging out with his two high-energy children. John Gordon, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for that wonderful introduction.
It's my pleasure indeed, John. So you got a new book coming out. It actually drops in 7 days from when this recording is actually done. So wholesalers, by the time you hear this, you can actually click through and buy the book live. It's called The Carpenter. And you had told me in our pre-discussion, it really was a story about the greatest successes in building a business. Did I capture that correctly?
You did. It's really about how to build a great business and how to build a great career and how to grow your business and how to stand out in the marketplace. The book was really inspired by a carpenter I met. He came to do some work in my home. It was during the Great Recession, and everyone was struggling. So I asked this guy how he was doing, thinking he was going to tell me that business was horrible and he was struggling. And he said, actually, it's been the best year of my business. I mean, it's been the best year of my life. I'm busier than ever. And it hit me. You know, average carpenters were slow during that time, but this guy was considered the best at what he does. He was well known. He was referred by a lot of people. He took pride in his work. He cared about his work. He cared about clients. And so he stood out. And he's the kind of guy that would thrive in any economy. So I started to think about what makes us stand out. Why does one person stand out over another? And it really hit me that they care more. They care more about their work. They care more about the people they serve. They care more about everything and everyone. And so that became a central theme of the book, and then other ideas would flow to me as I started writing it.
So you had said that there were some timeless principles, and I'd like to learn a little bit about what some of those principles are for our wholesalers that are listening. And I want to also explore a few of them, because I suspect if they're timeless, they may not necessarily be, quote, new, but they bear some discussion. So please tell us what some of the timeless principles are you refer to.
Well, sure. There is nothing new. That's the thing. There's nothing new when it comes to success. And so I wanted to find out what were the secrets to success that really aren't secrets. You know, we have the secret sauce from McDonald's, right? Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese. Remember that commercial?
Pickles on the sesame seed bun, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
We have the Coca-Cola formula, right? It's so secure. It's in a vault that is stronger and harder to break into than Fort Knox.
Yeah, and by the way, wholesalers, if you're in Atlanta, they moved it out of the SunTrust vault. I just want you to know that, wholesalers in Atlanta. Go ahead, John.
And then we have KFC, right? The secret recipe from the Colonel. I mean, several people have died trying to find that. And so, but when it comes to success strategies, those are really not a secret. They are timeless. And it all starts with, first and foremost, designing your masterpiece. You know, it all starts with a vision. We talk about vision, right? We talk about goals. But before you build something, you must design it. You must design what it looks like in order to create your best life. So what does your success look like? When you're at the peak of your success, what do you see? What are you doing on a daily basis? How much are you working? How much are you spending time with your family or the people that, that matter most to you? And when you have this design, you can see whether you're on track or not as you're building your life. And so if you see yourself way off track from this design you're creating or the design that you've created, you know, okay, I've got to get myself back on track because this looks nothing like the life I want to create. Now, part of this design is to say, you know what, I've got to create the design that is meant for me. We can't live someone else's design for our lives. I mean, I went to law school years ago, and I admit I went there because my mom wanted an attorney as a son. She wanted a lawyer and a doctor. My brother goes to Johns Hopkins pre-med. I go to Cornell University pre-law. He comes out an actor. I came out a bartender. I mean, she was devastated. She was devastated, but I literally go to law school, you know, years later to still try to please my mom, and I walked out my second year exams. I just got up and walked out. I'm actually legendary for doing that. People said, I cannot believe, to this day I'll get calls from friends, you actually got up and walked out after completing the hardest year of our lives, and then the second half of the year, and you just walked out. Because I knew it wasn't for me. I knew it wasn't part of my design. I was trying to live someone else's design, my mom's, instead of living my own. So that's a big part of design. Also, keeping that vision alive is essential, that as we're moving on our journey, we have to keep that vision of what we want to create alive, and so that it can move us towards it, and we can have the dream and the power to achieve it.
John, let me ask you a question, because there's one thing you said there that I want to go a little deeper on, if you'll permit me. So wholesalers, John said, when you're at your peak, and I'm extrapolating from what you said, take inventory. And it was really interesting because, John, our wholesalers, as the economy is cyclical, as the markets are cyclical, oftentimes their outcomes are cyclical year to year. Tell me a little bit more about when you're at your peak of success. What am I supposed to do there? What am I supposed to take note of? How do I make sure that I memorialize it correctly so that I can reproduce it? Tell me more about that.
Well, that's what being a craftsman is all about. That's actually the next strategy that is really key. And that's where you look at your life and you say, okay, I'm having success. But a craftsman is not done building. A craftsman is always looking to improve, to hone their craft, to get even better. They put even more time, more energy, more effort, more love into their work. And so a carpenter builds things, but a craftsman creates a work of art. So even though this book is called The Carpenter, in the story the carpenter says, I approach my work like a craftsman, and that is why I stand out. That is why I am so successful. So we take stock of what we're doing right. We continue to do those things right. We also ask, hey, how can I improve? How can I grow? How can I get better? Because if you don't believe you can get better, then you'll start getting worse. So there's this mindset that says, I'm never satisfied. I'm never happy where I am. The best are always striving to get better. I have a great ESPN show the other day with Messi, the famous soccer player from Argentina. And they asked him, what was the key to his success? He said, I'm always striving to get better. And when I wrote my book, Training Camp, I interviewed the best of the best in all these various fields of work, and I found all these people who are the best in their work. Every one of them shared that trait. Every one of them, they were always striving to get better. No matter where they were, they never thought they arrived at the door of greatness. They always believed they can continue to improve. Mm.
John, you talk about some other timeless principles. Give us another one that we can chew on.
Well, definitely it's love. I mean, the three greatest that I share in the book are love, serve, and care. And if you don't love what you do, you'll never be great at it. Because as we know, every job will face challenges, adversity, rejection, failure, obstacles, everyone. So you have to really love what you do in order to be able to overcome all the obstacles and then create what it is you're meant to create and what you're meant to build. So you must love what you do. And if you don't love it, you'll never be great at it. So you got to love what you do, because everything that you build, everything you create is ultimately a reflection of you. A reflection of the energy and the love that you're putting into it determines the quality of it. And then it's about, okay, do you love others? We know that when we love our team, they respond in a more positive way. We know when we love our customers, they feel it, and they love us back. We know the most successful salespeople actually love people, and they love their clients. And you always hear that over and over again. Man, why am I successful? Well, I love my people. I work with a lot of coaches, right? And I find the best coaches, they love their team. They love their players. And their players know it. They respond accordingly. They play at a higher level. They perform at a greater level because of that love. So it starts with love. And we move to serve. And it's so important to serve others. We often think that the most successful people are those who are dictator-like and they get served. No. The timeless principle is to be a servant, knowing that the more you serve and sacrifice, the more you become great in their eyes. When you serve your clients, when you take care of them, when you look out for their interest, when you're on a team and you put the team before yourself, when you're a leader, you know that your job is not to be great in your own eyes, but to bring out the greatness in others, and you do that. It's amazing how people respond to you. So through service and sacrifice, we become great, and that leads ultimately to success. So it's one of those counterintuitive things, but it really has a big impact on what we do.
Let me ask you something, John, because part of the very fiber of the financial services community has a harder edge to it. It has a harder veneer, and you don't necessarily get to bring love and serve into the vernacular quite as often. Do you say, that's a bunch of BS, and you've got plenty of room to love and serve in the most hardcore of business settings, or do you make allowances for the fact that some you have to kind of retrofit the love and serve if you happen to work in a particularly prickly area of business?
No, everything comes down to relationships. And so if you know that the foundation of every business, every team is a relationship, the NFL teams, same thing. I work with a number of NFL teams. You don't get more hardcore than that, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have love and service on that team, they don't care about each other. They're not going to perform at a higher level. Look at the Oklahoma City Thunder against the LA Clippers. When Kevin Durant made that speech, he was crying. Some might consider that soft. Now, I consider that powerful because Kevin Durant was talking about his teammates, that he was there for them. They were there for him and how each person made a difference in his life. That team became so much more powerful as a result of that. We know that the relationship is the foundation for every sales relationship. So if you don't have that love, and when I say love, I don't mean, you're hugging each other or it doesn't mean we're given any inappropriate relationships, of course. I mean, it's the love that they know, hey, that person cares about me. They see me as a human being. They love me as a person, not just my money. And when you have a foundation of a relationship, it's amazing how that relationship causes greater success in everything that you do. So that would be my argument for anyone who said, oh, that's a soft skill. Oh, that's soft. This is financial services. It's all about numbers. No, it's not all about numbers. It's all about relationships. And so if you have great relationships through love, serve, and care, those are the key foundations to building a great relationship, which ultimately build a great business. And then from the care standpoint, I would say those who care about their customers stand out in a world where most don't care. So we know when someone cares about us and our future, and that has a big impact on how we respond to them.
Wholesalers, I'm listening to John talk, and he's talking about this building relationship and talking about getting past the numbers and talking about how you relate to your advisors. I want to remind you about an interview that Sam Richter did with us, and it was all about your advisor reconnaissance, right? How do you go about finding out about a dog before your cheeks hit the guest chair? And John, for your benefit, one of the things that we stress in Wholesaler Masterminds is the ability to do your homework before you get out to see your prospect so that you can connect on a more personal level. You can understand where their heart is versus just where their head is. And it sounds like your principles of love, serve, care at the starting point have a lot to do with what you can learn about someone in the prospect stage so you know how to appeal to them and you know how to love them and how to serve them, how to care for them. Is that a stretch, or would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, how often do we go on a sales call, right, on a prospecting call, and we'll tell them all our features, all our benefits. We just jump right into that, but we don't establish the connection as human beings. Well, those people are not buying what you're saying. They're buying you as a person. So actually, you have to establish the relationship first and foremost, and then the numbers and everything else and the features and so forth of what you're selling are going to have some more interest. But it starts with the human connection before anything else. And that's what we have to remember. I mean, research over and over again shows that people make decisions based on emotion and feeling. Most people are not logical in their decision making. So it really is a relationship you establish first and foremost.
And you said one thing that I just want to explore, and then we'll bring it to a conclusion. You said building with belief. Tell me more about that, please.
Well, we have to have the optimism and the belief as we're building our business, because we'll face countless challenges, tons of rejection, tons of adversity as we're building whatever it is we're building. And so we have to have the belief and the optimism. So often the difference between success and failure is belief. Do we believe we can acquire this new client? Do we believe we can build our business? Working with some of the best companies in the industry, there's a big difference between, you know, a $10 million company and a $100 million company. There's a big difference between a $100 million company and a $1 billion company. They think very differently. And so what is your mindset? What is your belief? How much can you grow? Do you deserve to grow? Do you expect great things to happen every day? Are you more positive than the negativity you face? You know, in the energy bus, we've talked in the past about energy vampires, right, that sabotage our team and our career. We have these negative people we deal with on a daily basis. Well, you know, John's like, everyone's like, hey, love, serve, care, John, come on, with all that. No, you got to love more than the negativity you face. You have to serve greater than all the negativity that's out there. You have to care more than all the apathy and people who don't care. And you have to be more positive than all the challenges and adversity that come your way. And that's been the biggest impact I've had on sports teams, is so many of these sports teams, whether it's the Boston Celtics a few years ago when Doc Rivers was there, to the Atlanta Falcons for the past 6 years, Clemson football, University of Texas football the year they went to the national championship, the Nebraska women's softball team just going to the Super Regionals. I work with them this year. Over team after team that I've worked with, you see very clearly that they stay positive together. And when they stay positive together, they overcome their adversity and the negativity that's out there in order to ultimately win together.
John, we so appreciate you coming on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, do you hear why we have John on? If you're not walking away after 17, 18 minutes of talking with John, feeling a little more inspired about the work that you do and the advisors that you serve, then maybe you need to hit rewind and start again. John Gordon, thank you for joining us at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Can I say one final thought?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. My final thought would be, don't focus on the fruit of the tree. In the financial services world, we so often focus on the fruit, the numbers, and the outcome. But what I've learned is that if we nurture the root, focus on the root, we'll always have a great supply of fruit. If we focus on the fruit and ignore the root, the tree dies. And so your relationships, your purpose of what you do every day, and your ability to love, serve, and care and nurture that root, that's what's going to get you great fruit. And you focus on those things, one customer, one client, one meeting, one interaction at a time, and you love, serve, care in those meetings and those interactions, your business will thrive. And if you don't believe me, put it to the test. And if it doesn't work, call me up and I will personally work with you, and no charge, so it does work.
Wholesalers, what a wonderful session with John Gordon. Join us back next time for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Don't go away, John.